the Amos and Andy Music Hall's best show of the week. This is Jim Amici inviting you to the Amos and Andy Music Hall's best show of the week. Brought to you at this time by Freeman Godson and Charles Carell, Amos and Andy, and starring George Kingfish Stevens as Master of Ceremonies. Today's best Amos and Andy show of the week is a very unusual one. This past Wednesday, Amos and Andy started their 31st year of network broadcasts. It was a big anniversary, and the boys celebrated it with a very unusual show. Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell, the creators and portrayers of Amos and Andy on radio, were interviewed on the Amos and Andy show by their own characters of Amos, Andy, and the Kingfish. For those of you who missed this anniversary show, we're happy to present it now as the Amos and Andy Best Show of the Week.
This year's a nervous Kingfish saying, "Welcome to the Amos and Andy Music Hall."
Yeah, you is shaking a little bit, Kingfish. Hello, everybody.
How is you, folks? And I know what the Kingfish is shaking about. You see, tonight, we has got the most unusual situation that I has done ever heard of on radio. The three of us is going to interview Mr. Gosden and Mr. Carell.
Yeah, Kingfish, explain to me how this here thing works, would you?
Well, you see, Andy, these fellas, Mr. Gosden and Mr. Carell, raised us. They is just like our parents.
Is one of them a woman?
Oh, no, they is men. In other words, on radio, they does us.
It sounds to me around here like somebody done been reincarnated.
Explain to Andy who is who, Kingfish. Well, all I can tell you about Mr. Gosden and Mr. Carell is this, Andy. When they ain't them, they is us. Or vice versa. Oh, this is a nerve-wracking thing here.
You know, if one of our friends walked in here during this interview, they would send us to a head shrinker or a psychiatrist or something.
Tell me this, Kingfish. Has you got any questions in mind that you is going to ask these fellas?
Has I got any questions? Boy, the first thing I go ask them. Oh, I got one question right off the bat. Yeah, I'm waiting to answer my first question, of course.
Wait a minute. That's them now.
Oh, me? What is the first question I can ask them? Let's do the best we can here. Come in.
Well, Mr. Freeman Gosden.
And Mr. Charles Carell.
Well, hello there, fellas.
We're glad to see you.
Sit down in these two chairs here and get comfortable, because we want to ask you all some questions. Amos, you go ahead and start off here.
All right. Mr. Gosden, would you tell me something? How did you happen to create my character?
Well, Amos, when we originally started this thing, we wanted one character to be a real good American. We wanted him to be truthful, honest, and sympathetic. We wanted a man who would get married and be a good husband and a good father. And it might interest you to know, old boy, that we took your name from the Bible, the Book of Amos.
Oh, how about me, Mr. Carell?
Well, Andy, in a way, you see, we had to have a contrast to Amos.
A contract?
No, a contrast. You see, we needed an opposite to Amos.
In other words, you is a bum.
No, not exactly, Kingfish. You see, we couldn't have two characters alike. You see, Amos is hardworking and energetic.
Oh, and is a lazy bum.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you this. You gentlemen started this mess 30 years ago today. Tell me this. How did you get started?
Well, boys, believe it or not, we started out as singers, and pretty bad ones. However, we fooled the Victor Company and made about 15 or 20 records.
And it's been quite an expense buying these records up and taking them out of circulation, too.
Well, what did your singing on records have to do with us getting started?
Well, after making about 20 songs on records, the Victor Company called us up one day and asked us to come down and listen to a new release. Well, we hot-footed it down and thought we were going to hear one of our new recordings. But much to our surprise, they played us a record made by Bing Crosby, Harry Barris, and Al Rinker, known at that time as the Rhythm Boys. The record was Mississippi Mud. It was a great record and became very popular. We merely turned to the head of the Victor Company and said, that is what we've been trying to do. And that record, Mississippi Mud, by the Rhythm Boys, believe it or not, ended our musical career.
Well, if you can't sing, you can't sing, can you?
You've got a point there, Kingfish.
Then what did you do, Mr. Gosden?
Well, we started a thing something like you boys are doing now, and we called them Sam and Henry. This was on radio station WGN in Chicago.
Well, is we related in any way to Sam and Henry, Mr. Carell?
Well, you might call yourselves first cousins.
Well, how did we get started as Amos Nan and Miss Carell? That's what I want to know.
Well, you see, we gave the name of Sam and Henry to the local Chicago Tribune station. And at that time, we wanted to have our program go from coast to coast. So we parted company with Sam and Henry and created a new series called Amos and Andy. That's when you were born.
Now, when you created these characters, I want to ask you one question. I never understood it. I never will. But if you don't mind, would you explain to me one thing, Mr. Gosden or Mr. Carell?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Ask anything you want to, Kingfish.
Well, why did you make me like you made me? Why is I lazy? Why is it that I seem like I know everything, but I don't? Why is I always scheming? And why is I like I is? Now, say that to me, Mr. Gosden, will you?
Well, Kingfish, we have met a lot of people like you in our lifetime. In fact, there are a lot of kingfishes in this world, and I think almost everybody knows one. You are sort of a composite character of a lot of people that we actually knew. A lot of men who always thought you could get rich without working. They try their schemes, they don't work out, but they keep trying. And most of them are always in debt or in trouble.
Well, I'll say that was a dirty trick you done to me.
I can understand the character of the Kingfish doing that to him, but why did you ever give the man a mother-in-law like he got? Why did you do that to him, Mr. Grell?
Well, mother-in-laws are greatly exaggerated. I personally have a very sweet mother-in-law, and so does Freeman. But there has been a long tradition that the mother-in-laws are sort of characters, and a mother-in-law sets up a funny situation. And we might say, for comedy reasons, we gave the Kingfish what we think is a very funny mother-in-law. But to you, Kingfish, I guess she is a little on the hard-boiled side.
Well, if you'll all excuse me, I think you done picked a pretty droopy petunia for his wife, too.
Let me ask Mr. Gosden a question here. When y'all started in radio, what was the other things that was on the air about that time?
Well, Amos, there were the Happiness Boys, the Atwater Ken Hour, Creco Club Eskimos. Gene Austin was a popular singer. Rudy Vallee, B.A. Roth, Lucky Strike Orchestra.
Well, Mr. Gosden and Mr. Carell, I guess you all have had your ups and downs with us like everybody else. You certainly is lucky to have had a lot of sponsors over the years, ain't you?
Yes, Kingfish. I think Freeman will agree with me when I tell you that we have had a wonderful group of sponsors connected with the Amos and Andy radio show. First, there was the Pepsodent Company, then Campbell's Soup. We had Rinsel for Lever Brothers, Rexall Drugs, and now a fine group of sponsors on the music hall today.
Mr. Gosden and Mr. Carell, as creators of Amos and Andy, and this being your 30th anniversary, what do you gentlemen think was the most interesting situation that you ever had with us characters? What do you think, Mr. Gosden?
Well, Amos, that's a very good question. You know, in the old days, we had some situations that we hoped would hold the public's interest for several weeks at a time. But to answer your question, I think the most outstanding series that we ever had on the Amos and Andy radio show was, without question, the Madam Queen breach of promise suit.
Oh, yeah, that was a little tough on me. I certainly had to sweat out that mess. You gentlemen had that woman suing me for everything I had. She had the evidence against me. She had my love letters asking her cold turkey to marry me. And when they got me on that witness stand in the courtroom, I never will forget that.
You gentlemen have been pretty lucky with your health to be able to keep going for 30 years.
Oh, we've had our ups and downs. I guess we try to catch our colds on the weekends. And and on one or two occasions, we've broadcast from hospitals.
You know, speaking of colds, I try not to catch one, but Mr. Garson, every time you get one, me and Amos catches it.
Yeah, and the same thing happens to me with Mr. Correll, too.
Let me ask y'all another question. When you started the Amos and Andy series 30 years ago on the network, did you gentlemen ever dream that it would last this long? What do you think, Mr. Correll?
Well, Amos, you've touched a nerve there. We weren't sure it'd last 3 weeks. And at the end of the first year, on New Year's Eve, we got together and talked it over. We were very grateful for our first year. And I never will forget. We both shook hands and we made a hope that it would last just another year. And I think we've been doing that every New Year's Eve since.
30 years is a long time, gentlemen. Especially this punishment that I go through with on this show. Well, Kingfish, besides you boys, we have had some very fine actors helping us. The Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, the mother-in-law, Algonquin J. Calhoun, the lawyer, and many other fine people. Do you gentlemen write the stuff that we say here? Well, for the first 10 or 15 years, we wrote it, and then we had some writers to come in and help us. But for the past 11 years, we have had two boys by the name of Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher write the entire shows. And I will say one thing for the boys. They understand you characters as well as we do, if not better.
Well, Mr. Garson and Mr. Correll, I think this has been a pretty informative interview on your 30th anniversary for Network Radio.
Well, we've enjoyed it, Kingfish. It's been an opportunity for us to say hello to our friends.
Listening to the Amos and Andy Music Hall's Best Show of the Week. Today you heard a repeat broadcast of the Amos and Andy's 30th anniversary show, originally heard last Wednesday evening. This is Jim Amici inviting you to join us every night, Monday through Friday, at our regular time. The Amos and Andy Music Hall's Best Show of the Week is produced by Sam Pierce and directed by Cliff Howell. Executive producers, Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher.